T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Gonna miss that guy this weekend. Gonna miss him this weekend.
Yeah?
Sucks, dude. Sucks. I mean, I'm not, you know, as excited for this game on Sunday now. That's the thing I wanted to go see. Like, every game felt like an event this year because of Tua. And now, Jacoby Brissett, you know, all right. I mean, whatever, dude.
I mean, what also if they win?
What?
What if they win?
Yeah, so what? I've seen the Dolphins win before. This isn't just about winning. It's also like
about
you want
to.
It's about seeing the development of a potential franchise quarterback. You know, seeing what the goods are. Everything was built around this offseason was about Tua.
And how now, about protecting him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's been a big problem that they definitely mismanaged horribly.
The only thing that might save him is Jacoby Brissett is bigger.
Yep.
Harder to bring down.
No, he's not bigger than Yannick Ngakoue.
Brings me to my – because of all these smaller quarterbacks that have had success, and I guess you could say, you know, Drew Brees was probably one of the smaller quarterbacks that had success, so, you know, they kind of considered it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have – guys like Kyler Murray, who are just, I don't know what he is, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Not very tall, has a cannon for an arm, and can run.
Yep.
You got Lamar Jackson. Don't really know if he can throw, but he wins football games, and when he's on a football field, he's dynamic.
Yeah, he's the best athlete on the field.
But it used to be that to play that position, you first had to look the part. And if you look at all the more successful quarterbacks, they all have that same thing in common, is that they're big dudes, you know, 6 foot plus, stout. So I guess one of the reasons why you want them that way is so they can protect themselves.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I get you, and I've heard a lot of this week about, you know, Tua's size being an issue. I mean, the guy you mentioned plenty of times, Carson Wentz, he looks the part. As prototypical as it gets, always hurt.
I'm telling you what, in the history of football, I've seen a guy blow out both his hammies in one play. He was sitting.
He might play, by the way, this week. He might play. He might. He make.
He was.
He may return from the double ankle sprain.
Man, that just sounds like you didn't pay off your bet and they brought you into a warehouse and bruised up both your ankles.
Yeah, like what did Carson once was point shaving?
Yeah.
From some old Philly mafia. Sal Palantonio's spraining his ankles.
That's crazy.
Joe Burro. Traditional looking, traditional size. Got his knee torn up.
So is A-Bear. A-Bear, Herbert.
Well, Herbert hasn't gotten hurt yet. But like what I'm saying is guys who have been traditional size to have gotten pretty messed up too. Dak's not a small dude. He's not like a behemoth, but he's not small.
Right.
So
correct.
You know, right. I get it. You know, it's one of those things where it's an easy place to point because of his size. You think, oh, that's going to be a big issue is durability.
I don't even point at that. I point at that offensive line.
Yeah. But people are like, oh, well, obviously this was going to happen because of his size. It's like I've seen plenty of big quarterbacks get wrecked up too. I've seen it.
Wait. Have you seen Big Ben play recently?
Oh, yeah. But he should have gone. He's the outlier. Like, he probably should have gone out a long time ago.
Yeah, he looks like a 40-year-old should look.
Ben Roethlisberger likes to go when you go to one of those old boxing gyms and there's just one heavy bag that's got the stuffing that's knocked out of it.
And he's over there hitting it?
No, he is
hitting
the heavy
it like
bag.
Like Evander was hitting it?
Oh, man. let's hit the ID here, son Steve.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
The headlines are brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So, yes, the Miami Dolphins will be back in action on Sunday. Taking on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Robbie, man.
What is
get
he?
A job. He has a job. I wish we had our pits.
That's a pretty good one. I'll give him a point on that one.
He also said, does this hour have broken ribs?
We did say, Robbie, we said yesterday we want Flanagan's to sponsor it. Las Vegas, by the way, they have gone up to a 4-point favorite for this game coming up. 4:05 on Sunday. The Raiders 2-0 to start the season. Of course, they had that incredible win against the Ravens week one. That was a bananas.
That's not a lot.
That was bananas, that game.
That's not a lot, though, right?
No. Maybe a thing where people aren't buying into the Raiders yet. You know, they've been putting up big numbers so far.
New quarterback.
Yep.
At home. So basically, neutral site, you're saying the Raiders are only a 1-point favorite?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, people still, I think, believe in the Dolphins defense. I think that's probably a thing. You know, they don't.
You know, when you say Raiders.
It's not a thing where people think Flores is going to get blown out. I don't think people are buying into that.
Right. Hey, the funny thing about it is if there's one word that comes with the Raiders.
Yep.
Right. It's always going to be speed.
I mean, how many
like that's always been their thing.
How many blowouts over the last few years come to mind other than Buffalo games? Like it's been you know,
that's crazy, isn't it?
It's weird. Yeah, they're the Dolphins' daddies. But if it's not them, like ever since the embarrassments the first 2 weeks, I can't think of a lot of games where they're just getting completely obliterated. You know, with no shot in hell of winning that game. I'm looking back last year. They lost 33-27 to the Chiefs, 20-13 against Denver, 31-23 to Seattle. Their first loss to the Bills was close, and they lost by 10 to New England to start the season. So no blowout losses other than the last week of the season. And then...
Well, the year before that was the...
Year before that, it was bad.
The Ravens.
Yeah, year before that was ugly.
What was it, 59?
59-10, 43-0, 36-6, 31-6. Those were hard times, Daddy. 30-10.
And then Flores was getting people killed.
Yeah. It was irresponsible what he was doing. But last year they kept a lot of games close. So I'm guessing that's probably what it is. And look, they're going to need that. They're going to need another one of those games. I mean, you know, this team is probably going to find a way to get a turnover, get multiple turnovers or get a turnover. That's what they do. I think that's what, 24, 25 straight games that they have with the turnover.
Here's what the key is. And the Dolphins are going to have to do this, and I don't know if they can. They're going to have to run the football. Because if you run the football, it'll slow down that rush a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Being that those guys come off the edge, that's all they think about is quarterback. But if they got to think about, is it a run or a pass, that gives you just one step. So from that standpoint, they need to establish the run. It's going to have to be up the middle because I don't think you're going to be able to beat them outside. And you're going to have to be creative with Jalen Waddle. Find ways to get him the ball in space and let him do his thing, because that's you know, offensively, you're going to have to find creative ways, because you can't go into this game just assuming the offensive line is going to be better. You have to come up with a plan that'll help them,
mm-hmm.
or assist them in being able to block somebody.
I mean,
so you can't just line up right in front of the guys and say, okay, you block this guy, you block this guy, we run in here, we're doing that, or we're throwing the ball.
Yeah.
That don't work. You're going to have to slide the protection, play action, misdirection, something that gives them a split second or extra second to get in front of the defender.
Yeah, plenty of people on the chat are mentioning for the offensive side. They also have Will Fuller coming back, so maybe that'll do some things for them.
Hey, you know what? If they don't protect for longer than what, Tua get hit in a second and a half?
Yep.
If they don't protect for longer than that, then me and you could be playing wide receiver. And if the ball ain't getting down the field, that's the reality of it.
I think that's the thing, though, that was, you know, that's what I want to see. I want to just see that, you know, like you said, you know, you go, maybe you run a little bit, but I would like to see some of the new weapons get used and see what they can do in some regard. But, yeah, I don't know, like – ultimately, we need to see this line come back and have some kind of, you know, cohesive success.
But you got to help them out a little bit, because here's what happens. And this is like this with anything. You know, as camp goes on, you start thinking, hey, offensive line, not bad. I fell for it. Then they played against, they played the first week of the season. And you're like, all right, offensive line wasn't terrible. Had time to throw the ball. Made some throws. And then the second week hit against Buffalo. And you're like, oh, no, we ain't there yet. We got to, you know, we got to help him out either with, you know, chipping or sliding the protection or a tight end in protection, something. But that's the ebbs and flows of football. Okay. Sometimes you send a guy on the field, a coach will send a guy on the field thinking, based on what you saw during the week, that he can do X.
Right.
So, oh, our guy can beat this guy in this situation.
But how much can they figure out in these practice weeks? Like, you know, they don't go full go in these practices. It's
more about scheme.
All
like,
right.
Like, when you get to this point, it's about scheme for the other team. It's about execution. So you want to run the play at full speed, but you don't need to see it against, you know, the Raiders at this point. You just need to see a look so that everybody knows what to expect or have an idea of what to expect. And then the coaches say, okay, as the week goes on, as the year goes on, you're like, oh, well, this guy did this in camp. He can't do this. He ain't going to be able to do this. Or, hey, this guy can do this. You know, sometimes you find players that, you know, this guy's always open, you know, so you find ways to give him the ball.
Stolen Tua's McRib. I feel like he's changed his name. He says, it felt like they took a step backwards as we compared to the week one and the last year. This has been a down week in general. Like, it's been a down week of, for this regime, I think has had a lot of flowers thrown at it. Everybody's been giving them their praise. I think this is the first time in this whole little conglomerate's run of the last 3 years, or let's just call it last three seasons, where people are doubting a little bit, and it's understandable. Like, you got kicked in the teeth by a team that continues to kick you in the teeth. They're a division rival. You lost your quarterback, and you don't feel too fantastic about any of your first round picks, really. So I think that's why it would a win would really cleanse a lot of stuff this week, because it feels like if they do go to Las Vegas, you know, if they get the doors blown off them, I feel like it could spiral things in a bad spot. Even if it only has them at 1-2, it could feel a lot worse. But on the other side of it, I do feel like that win, like because of how fragile this stuff can be, feels like it could put a lot of the bad feelings of this week behind them.
No, it won't. It won't, dude, because like it'll just be on to something else. Like it never ends. Like even after last year's season, nobody was saying, "Hey, we got double digit wins." They were saying, "Look at how we lost."
But there was no. But
like, that's just the fans.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But a big part of that though is that's how the season ended. Like you didn't. It's not like you got to. Okay. It's not like you had the Buffalo loss and then you finished out with the double digit wins. Like you had it,
right.
And you needed a win to get to the playoffs, and you got absolutely knocked out.
Now I will say this: the Bills aren't playing as good as they did last year.
No, they're not.
And it starts with their quarterback. So they are gettable. However, the style of football that they play with these long, methodical, you know, it causes problems there, especially when you have a quarterback that can run. So third and five, you got to account for a different guy. And you got to account for the quarterback.
Dade South asks, so Tobin, is this a statement game? Now, I know you're being a little bit of a wise ass there, Dade South, but I will answer this. Officially, this is not a statement game. What I'm declaring
is... How are you going to have a statement game in the third week of the season?
What I'm declaring this is swing game.
Oh, my God. Please.
Swing game. That's what this is. Can swing the emotions can swing like a pendulum.
We should change the name of the show.
What?
Football Talk with Leroy and the Jackass.
What? It's a swing game.
That's crazy.
Prototypical swing game, dude.
Swing game.
Yeah.
Swing game.
Yep.
I like the name swing. Oh, I'm sorry. Swing game.
Swing game. So,
swing game
so,
for the show.
So we want to. So you want to. So.
Yeah.
You're saying the next 14 games are dependent on this game.
It's a swing game, dude. It could either send it. We either rally the troops or we go on a tailspin. You know?
How are you going to go on a tailspin after week three?
I'm just telling you, dude. I just got a bad.
Tailspin is when you start the season off 6-0 and then you lose 4 in a row.
That's
a tailspin.
You got this, you know, and look, I think here's the
You're
problem.
You're not even up to speed yet to spin the back tires.
Nah, dude, it's a swing game. But the thing is, the danger of a swing game is once you swing the right way, next week could be a look ahead game. Because we have the Indianapolis Colts. And the week after that, of course, is in Tampa taking on the champs. That's why next week is your classic look-ahead game.
But it's
not going to be a look-ahead game if you're 1-2, it's not a look-ahead game. That means you got to be it's an even Steven game. Got to even things up. Problem?
You forgot about the old favorite. Trap game.
Trap game, look ahead game, samesies.
What about pride game?
Not yet.
Steven!
Not yet.
What are you doing?
I don't think they really have a pride game until October 31st against the Bills. That's a pride game. Okay? Got to keep it close.
I mean, if you have any chance of doing anything, you got to win it. But that's a whole nother conversation.
The It South says, I think Leroy wants to take a swing.
I do.
Either a swing or a swig.
Yeah.
Just Leroy, you just see him just pounding the bottle. He's like, I can't take it anymore.
I'm surprised he still does the show with you.
Here's the worst part. The worst part is, look, you're egging him on.
No, dude.
And here's
look,
the thing.
Whoever's
producing the show, they know they're egging you on. And then everybody looks at me because they know, like, no.
I don't know what's so wrong about this. You ever hear of a swing state in an election? Samesies. Could really change the trajectory of something, of an outcome.
I like to change the trajectory of your face right now. Two-piece in a soda. How would...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Good one, Richard. Some of them supposed to go, some of them supposed to stay. I ain't trying to ruin yours, I'm trying to make a way, yeah. I'll be at the top. That's
all right, welcome back, everybody. You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. You can also get us on Twitch, twitch.tv/790theticket. Text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota, by the way. But on Twitch, I don't know where to go, Leroy. I have a great text and a great Twitch, and I don't know which way to go.
Give the texters a run.
Yeah, okay. Show them some love every now and then.
One guy says, this has to become an official Friday segment. Football talk with Leroy and the Jackass.
I
truly feel that way, though. Like, you no, can, I don't I just know, say these I things because I say them. I legitimately mean them.
Like, he would wear the turnover chain every Friday if he had it.
Oh, I would.
Like, as just that's just but that's how it is down here. Like, you're willing to guess on what the outcome of your team's game will be based on almost everything other than the actual football.
But no, it's not that I don't believe in, like, I understand that the football is the important thing, but I truly, like I said last week was a statement game. I think I was right. Now, it ended up being a statement in the wrong direction. Bad statement game. But it was a statement game.
How can you have a statement game the second?
Because it's your rivals. Put them on notice.
Is that your rivals?
Well, not really. Not lately. Kind of owned
it. It's a divisional game. That's what it is.
No, it's I mean, it's just been a one-sided beatdown lately.
Yeah, okay.
Typically, a rivalry, you have a little back and forth ski.
Yeah, but they're ahead of you. Their team is farther along than your team.
Yep.
Like see me at the end of the year or you know, see me in October. This team will be much better than it is now.
Well, they will see them in October, October 31st.
No, I know. But you're talking about a team that just came, was in the AFC championship. No, they lost in the divisional round?
No, AFC championship.
AFC championship game versus a team that didn't even make the playoffs. You are not their rivals. They are ahead of you. Their development, they have a quarterback that they believe in. They went and got a wide receiver, a number one. They have a decent running game. They have a defense. Okay, you have some of those things.
This guy gets it. Knox Money.
Huh?
Knox Money gets it. You have to use the flow chart. First, you check to make sure that it's not a revenge game. If not, then you see if it's a division game. If it is, then it's a statement game.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what. Don't that, you have a damn
give
job, a Knox Money?
Give Knox Money a point.
Don't you have a
point.
Job? No.
He gets it.
Point for Twitcher.
He gets it.
New show segment. Swing game, not a swing game.
we got show charts and breaking. This is how this show breaks down the game. Did you get the Goosies this week?
That's not true.
Right? It might as well.
Listen,
you got guys, Knox Money pulling out a chart.
Yeah. This is the culture of the show. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, Leroy. You know that Flo would like to stick it to Gruden, too, you know? Show a little, hey, the young Bucks got something for this old-timer. You know, show Gruden that he's washed.
Really? You have explained. We have talked about this game for 26 minutes now.
Yeah.
Not one thing had to do with football.
What are you talking about? I mentioned Yannick Ngakoue. Got to stop that Darren Waller. Guy's good.
And he's just so big. Oh, my goodness.
You got Henry Ruggs out there.
I saw he was in the slot. They had the slot corner on him.
It's tough to
and
know.
And he just looks so little.
Is Henry Ruggs, is that Henry Ruggs or Sonic the Hedgehog? I can't tell. Too fast.
Look, they do have a good team, but Raiders gonna Raider. Which means that anytime you start giving them credit, oh, I think they're over the hump. Somebody throws up a stinker. They've been doing it for years now.
Yeah, it could be one of those games. It could be a reality check time.
Yeah, didn't Flo give him the business last year?
He did. Well, yep. You know, I mean, it was a miracle throw by Ryan Fitzpatrick. I hated that game.
Still won. Yeah, me too.
Is it weird to have a game with such a crazy, amazing ending, but I hated it because of Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Because you didn't – here, dude, I'm going to tell you. Here's why is Leroy in the jackass. Because I just want the Dolphins to win.
Yeah.
I don't care how they get there. I don't care who does what.
Mm-hmm.
But you have caveats. Not only do you want your team to win, but you want your guys to perform.
Yeah.
So you can nitpick with wins now? A couple of years ago, you were begging for a win any kind of way you could get it.
I can object to a certain way. I could say that was a great, crazy win, but I don't like the guy. He's a show pony. And he had like this crazy moment where he threw a touchdown with his head twisted off. And then he got to swagger around with his stupid Hawaiian shirt. And then what was he? Getting the Rona. Selfish.
I love how you're making fun of people with Hawaiian shirts.
What? I started that. And by the way, I'm not 40. Grow up. You're getting hurt on water slides.
I mean, you might want to go ahead on and take some of your own advice.
What do you mean?
I mean, at some point, we got to do big boy stuff.
We do?
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Why do I have to do big boy stuff? I don't want to.
All right. You guys don't understand. When we go to these, see, here's where I get him back. When we go to boxing or MMA, right, I am there as a fan and a fan only. He has his computer. Look, I'm having cocktails, talking to other people, you know. And he is just like, hey, man, you're a journalist. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Guy goes, stop it with this Tua nonsense, Tobin. He's not even entertaining at football. Get over it, man. Hey, he's played 10 games. You can decide. You got it.
I mean,
Ryan Fitzpatrick's been playing football for 17 years. He's been
here, question.
He's been passed around nonstop around this league. Guy's got more uniforms than the damn lids.
Do we care what the quarterback looks like as long as he wins?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be aesthetically pleasing?
I would like some fun football. Yes, I would like fun football.
So you don't care about winning. You just want to be entertained.
Do you like watching Wisconsin? Of course you don't.
Wait, again, I'm going to ask a question again.
No.
So you want to be entertained. You don't care about winning.
I care about both. I want to be entertained.
You can't. Everybody can't be the greatest show on turf. Some people have to win ugly.
Okay. I mean, I can watch, you know, there are boxers who are really good at winning. They're not as entertaining. Floyd Mayweather, better boxer than Manny Pacquiao. Not more entertaining.
Right.
I want to, you know, but still a really great Hall of Fame career.
One's undefeated.
Yeah. But he also couldn't knock out Logan Paul, so. There's always that. That lives forever.
Winning ugly is also not sustainable. Like, I remember that 08 Dolphins team. All they did was win ugly.
Right.
And then look what happened.
Yeah. You need to – if you're going to – any team that anybody takes seriously has a quarterback that is entertaining and is doing it week in and week out.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I would say the Vikings are not too fond of Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins puts up numbers, though, dude.
I know! That's my point! That's my point! Is that we've been trashing Kirk Cousins for 6 or 7 years, and if you go look at his numbers, you'll be shocked!
Yeah, he's fraud.
Why is he a fraud?
I don't know. I just
Did he play in one or two AFC NFC championship games?
I don't think he's ever gotten to the NFC championship. I think he's won a playoff game. I think he's won divisional games, and he's won wild card games, and he's won them on the road, too.
No, I think he made it to one NFC title game. I think they lost to Philly.
Did he?
Yeah.
He can still go.
Yeah. See? See? The dude can't get no credit for being a quarterback.
Stop screaming at cameras.
I don't know. What do you want?
I don't know.
Right now, how good do you think this team would be if Kirk Cousins was a quarterback?
Meh. They'd be fine.
No, that's not true.
I think they'd be fine.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. What was their record last year? The Vikings. Wasn't it 7-9? They weren't good last year.
They weren't good last year.
We'll go over some of the games. See what's entertaining. What's coming up on the slate. Oh, yeah, I want to go over some of the games. Yeah, I want to go over some of the games this week. See what we got. See what tickles your fancy.
All right.
In fact, that's the game. I'm going to call it, Does This Tickle Your Fancy? Are you going to quit today?
Huh?
Are you going to quit?
I mean, if he hasn't quit yet, like, he's never going to quit.
Am I going to quit? No, not before I get my check.
You got him to, you got him to say the F word. If you didn't quit after that, I mean.
I want to quit, but there's still some
loose ends.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave and then have to chase him down. No, no.
All right, we'll take a break.
Current.
We're back after this. All right. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. We're streaming live on Twitch. You guys can see our Vice shirts going. Stun Steve's even got it going today. He's in for Marcos for 3 days. Marcos is out in Sin City and the Grand Canyon, all that desert. Nah, I think he's hunting Gila monsters or something like that. That's what I would do.
Of course that's what you would do.
JF, you wearing a Vice shirt today, or are you wearing a medal or something like that? Like, what do you got going on today? You cheated.
Not today.
It's only a studio thing, huh?
But I'm matching you right now.
I understand. All right. It's time to get to our little preview. I've dubbed this game, Does This Tickle Your Fancy? We go to football expert Leroy Horde, and he will tell us whether or not this game tickles his fancy. And if it is, I would like him to tell us why his fancy is tickled. Leroy! Week 3 of the NFL season.
Yep.
You have the Washington football team going to Buffalo to face the Bills. Buffalo, who just put a whooping on Miami, is a 7-point home favorite. This game tickle your fancy?
The Washington
football team is going to Buffalo. Buffalo is a 7-point home favorite. Game tickle your fancy?
It does, because I'm interested to see, is Washington's defense good only in the NFC East because that division sucks, or does it travel? So I'll be interested, you know, I won't put it on my must see, but I am interested, since I picked Washington to win that division.
All right.
If they can beat anybody else other than the three teams in their division.
We also have the Chicago Bears, the debut, the first start of Justin Fields in Cleveland to take on your Browns. Cleveland hosting the rookie quarterback, 7.5-point home favorites. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yeah, just because I was in Cleveland, but I'm not really interested to see Justin Fields.
He's young.
He's young. Their offense is So basically, they're going to have three running backs and three wide receivers in the backfield. That's what that game's going to look like. And I will say this, Jarvis Landry's out.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
It's going to be interesting to see, one, if Odell Beckham plays, And if he doesn't, I mean, look at you got a former Kane down there who should have a big day playing tight end. So I'm interested, not from the Chicago aspect of it, but from the Cleveland perspective that, yeah, they got some injuries that they need to work through.
All right, you got the Ravens at the Lions. Baltimore is an 8.5-point road favorite. No, Fancy is not tickled?
Nope.
I don't think you're watching the Twitch, because do you see the graphics? It is making me so happy right now.
What graphics?
JVig is putting up on the Twitch feed.
Oh, no. I'm not watching.
All right, what about this? Your boy Carson Wentz and his bum ankles. The Colts at the Titans. Tennessee 5.5-point home favorites.
Yes. I mean, two division leaders. Everybody pretty much assumes that the division is going to be between one of these two teams. So I'm still amazed at how nobody can stop Derrick Henry yet, no matter how many guys they try to stop him with. And then it just gives, you know, those wide receivers and Tannehill just free reign to do what they want. Funny how that whole team concept works, that they have a running game and that makes the quarterback better. And then if you throw the ball, it makes the running game better. They kind of work hand in hand. Instead of just saying, our quarterback can't win, it shouldn't matter who our talent is around him.
I mean, whatever, dude. He's fine.
Fine. He's okay. Fine.
It's not like no quarterback's gotten more of a chance than him at a place. Anyway, Chargers at the Chiefs. Got to move on. Chargers at the Chiefs.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, yeah. Kansas City touchdown favorite at home.
Yes.
Tickles your fancy?
Yes, it does. This is going to be offensive football because the Chargers might play a little bit better defense, but their offense is better. So I'm looking for a high-scoring game. I want to see if the young Herbert can keep up. And it's always fun watching Kansas City's offense, isn't it? Like, regardless of if you flicking through the channels and you going to watch football games and you see Kansas City's offense on the field, I don't care who they're playing, you stop. You want to see some Mahomes and some of these guys make plays, right? So that's must-see TV.
All right, what about this? The New Orleans Saints taking on the New England Patriots at Foxborough. New England, the traditional 3-point home favorite, 1 o'clock.
Interested to see if that first week was an anomaly for Jameis Winston, or is the second week more in line with who he's going to be? I thought he was going to have, you know, it's just one game, but I think he's going to have, between him and Sam Darnold, they're both going to have unbelievable years just because of the team they're on now.
You would always say that the Saints tickle your fancy.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. I got a feeling this is going to be a big no on tickling. The Falcons taking on the
Stop the tape.
Stop the, whoa. All right, Ron.
Keep it moving.
All right, fair enough. Bengals at the Steelers. Pittsburgh, 3-point favorite at home.
I'm interested from this standpoint. Ben Roethlisberger looks old, to the point where I'm starting to wonder if they keep sacking him, are the police going to come out and file charges against young people beating up old people?
Just senior abuse?
Yes. Dude, did you see how old he looked?
1 o'clock, Cardinals at the Jaguars. Arizona is a 7.5-point favorite
road
in
favorite.
Jacksonville.
Favorite.
Yep, road favorite in Jacksonville.
Like, I like watching Kyler Murray, but I have no interest in
Kyler Murray tickles my fancy every week.
You will watch it.
Yeah.
You will watch it because you're a Jaguars fan.
I'm going to watch
it. But are you going to be hate watch? You can't hate watch your own team, dude. We need to establish set.
Oh, really?
We need to establish some rules.
Oh, really?
You're watch a fan.
Me. I don't care.
You want your team to win.
Coach.
Why would you hate watch your own team?
Because the guy's a bum.
Because he hates his coach.
I hate him.
What is it? You still want your team to win. You don't have to like all the parts.
Okay, but here's the thing. They're not going to win because the coach is a bum. The same thing with Adam Gase. I told you the guy was a bum.
Oh, so you put Urban Meyer in Gase like?
Oh, I think he's more credentialed Adam Gase. Yeah, I think he's a professional bum who had, you know, great success in the minor leagues, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Based on two games.
Huh? Dude is Crash Davis. Most home runs in the minor leagues. Good for you.
Two games. You've Bro, already come to that conclusion.
Dude stinks. I saw him mic'd up with Vic Fangio. I watched the video of that where he's like, Vic, a lot of great players. He was like Zaslow. Good players. There's good players like Alabama every week. Dude stinks. Anyway.
So you, let me get this right.
Yeah.
You have, after 2 weeks of the regular season, mm-hmm. you have taken out the bum guns on your own coach.
I took out the bum guns as soon as he like tried to like hire that strength and conditioning coach who had the awful past at Iowa. He was like, oh, I didn't know. Oh really? I knew about it. I don't know what goes on at Iowa. How did you not know? Idiot. Anyway, does this game tickle your fancy? The Jets at the Broncos. Denver, a 10.5-point favorite. 2-0 on the season, Denver Broncos. 10.5-point favorite hosting the Jets.
If Denver does well this year and it's because of their quarterback, I would be wrong. So I might give a little looky-loo to see how he's doing. You know, and no, I want him to do well. I just don't think that he can. But so far, I've been wrong. And I don't have a problem with saying I was wrong about Teddy Bridgewater.
JPEG puts us the graphic right now. Undecided tickle.
She should make a. She needs to make a looky-loo.
Yeah, you need to make a looky-loo here, JPEG. I don't know how to spell that.
Send me a text on the spelling and I'll put it on. I was thinking about it.
I think it's a L-O-O-K-Y-L-O-O. Or is it Lou like Big Lou? He's just like you.
Like Lou Backroads.
425, they were promoting this. This is the game of the week. So I imagine your fancy will be tickled, Leroy. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the LA Rams. Tampa is a 1-point favorite on the road.
I'm going to tell you, like, besides watching the Dolphins, it was also at 4 o'clock, right?
Yes.
This is the game of the week. These are the two defenses that have caused the most havoc this year, playing against two of the better offenses as far as weapons. I will say that if I had to give an edge, even though they're a road team, I think Tampa runs the ball better, so they might have. What is wrong with you guys? I would say Tampa has a slight edge because they run the ball a little bit better. Hmm. But it's going to be a ruckus crowd. Definitely the game of the week for me.
All right. Next up, only three games left. 425, Seattle in Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Seattle's a 1.5-point road favorite.
It's weird because Seattle, no matter how well Ciara does, no matter how good he does, it's never an indication of whether they win. And I don't know if it's because of their defense, right? But they lose a lot of games that offensively they do enough to win. Mm. Score a lot of points, but give up a ton.
And Sunday Night Football, the Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. San Fran, the traditional 3-point home favorite against Aaron Rodgers and them boys.
Good game. Good game. I think that Green Bay will get manhandled.
Wow, really?
I just think the style of football that that San Francisco plays is, you know, hard-nosed football. And Green Bay has problems with those types of teams. They'll get after the quarterback. They'll run the football, play action. They're not just going to drop back and have a shootout.
Fancy is tickled by that game. And finally, this game tickled your fancy, Leroy. Monday Night Football, Eagles at the Cowboys. Dallas is a 3.5-point home favorite.
Well, it's like anytime I see two NFC East teams play, I think of turtles racing. Right? Like, somebody got to win. But I would say I'm interested to see what Dallas does. Is Dallas going to just try to outscore everybody and dare you to keep up? And can Philly keep up? I mean, am I the only guy that looked at Philadelphia and thought, man, they have a quarterback that nobody wants as their quarterback?
They do feel like, they're having him until they pull the trigger on Deshaun Watson.
Right.
He's clear to play. But, maybe he wants to go there.
What if he keeps winning?
I don't know.
It's not out of the question.
It's not out of the question.
But I think right now, the way Dallas is playing, I don't think there's no other team in the East that can keep up with them offensively. Not as long as Dak Prescott is doing what he's doing. Now, he may have to throw for 500 yards to make it that way.
I like that your fancy was tickled.
Guess what?
With a little looky-loo.
We got one more week.
Hmm?
You can ask me about next Thursday. Next Thursday, fancy will not be tickled.
Oh, Jaguars.
Can't see the game.
Jaguars,
I don't care
Bengals.
Who's playing. Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Third hour of the program coming up here on a Friday. Back after this.
Breaking news on the Ticket is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. And keep it here for breaking news. AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.